left off discussing a very fundamental machlokas Rishonim, the bottom Tosas in the Beis Amud Aleph, regarding the chashash of a shtar mezuyah. To what extent do we have to be concerned that this indeed is the reality? So Tosas points out that apparently, you see from our Mishnah that really is not a concern. If a get comes from Chutz Laaretz, yes, we have to be concerned regarding the kashrus of that get. But if this would be a case of a mevi get Eretz Yisrael, so look, if the Baal is here, and the Baal says that I'm telling you that I can affirm that this is a shtar mezuyah, we can't ignore that. That requires yiskayim b'chosmah. However, if that would not be the case, so therefore we're going to accept this get, and we allow the woman to go in to remarry based on the validity of that get and below taninan mezuyah. And in the absence of the Baal, we're not going to put forward this particular claim. We're going to see daf gimel amud aleph. That's because meikar hadin daraisa. The Gemara tells us that eidim achasum arashtar are kamishenechru edusan bebezdin dami, and therefore we will accept this get. But Tosus is very bothered because Tosus assumes maybe this is not so obvious. In fact, the sheet of the Ri quoted by the Rishonim is against this assumption of Tosus, is that typically speaking, that is not true. If all of a sudden a shtar surfaces, if a baal dover is present and he doesn't say anything at all, the malva is there, the lova is there, and the lova does not say the shtar was fabricated. It's a shtar mezuyah, but if the lova is not there, and all of a sudden the shtar surfaces, and we want to be go over this stove from, for example, Lekuchos or from Yesomim, so in such an instance, then what do you mean? We're going to come forward and we're going to say that, how do you know the shtar is considered to be legitimate? And therefore, Bezdin is not going to be satisfied with the face value of the shtar, but they are going to put forth that claim that perhaps this is a shtar mezuyah, a concept of taninan. Because Tosfos says, if not, so lo shafkes chai l'choberia. Imagine, I'll forge a shtar. I know very well that the lova is not going to be able to be present. Maybe the lova is no longer alive. Maybe this is a dintara regarding lukuchos. Maybe this is b'medina sayam. And therefore, you're going to accept the shtar that I put forward. So therefore, of course, kiyum hashtar is necessary. So therefore, Tosfos writes, that why is it? When it comes to a shtar mamon, we insist in kiyum hashtar. When it comes to a get, we do not go ahead and do so. So Tosfos writes that enochinami miikar hadin, this equation is a very legitimate one. But there are differences. Differences on a level of drabanan. One factor is lo shafkes chai l'choberia. This will lend itself to abuse when it comes to a shtar mamon, if we don't insist on kiyum. And a flip side, another factor, the sugya vamos, and that pays ayin, is that there's a woman here whose future is at stake. And if we are going to question the legitimacy of the shtar, that would mean she cannot remarry. So mishum iguna ikilu be'rabanan. And therefore, because of these factors, we're going to allow the shtar to stand when it comes to a get, not when it comes to a case of mamon. But Tosfos Ivan Maskan assumes that equation in principle is intact, and that is what is true of the get is going to be true of the shtar mamon as well. And we look at the Ramban and Daftes. The Ramban writes that mehechatesi. Maybe the whole question really doesn't begin, because maybe that whole assumption that the Ramban agrees that you have to be concerned of the possibility of that which is mezuyah is because afkuei mamona lo mafkinan below shtar mekuyim. That's the lashon of the Ramban. We're not going to be motzi mamon miyad hamuchsak based on a shtar unless the shtar is absolutely validated. And that concept of lahotzi mamon miyad hamuchsak, that's true when it comes to a shtar mamon, but that's not what you're doing when it comes to a get. The role of the get is not lafuke mamona miyad hamuchsak. And why exactly is that the case? Because the Ramban writes that critical line, that ein ishazu mamona shobal. You know, it may very well be that there's certain financial elements that will result from gerushin, but in terms of the shtar kinyan, the severance of the ishus, in such a case, the isha is not considered to be mamono shobal. As I mentioned yesterday, Shir, now take a look at the Ramban, Kedushin Daf, Tezayin Mad Aleph. The Ramban is bothered by the following. You know, a person has an eved, and you know what? Amochel the shibudim, that the Eved has. And Eved has to provide certain services. So you know what? That should be nitan the mechila. But that's where the Gemara says that's not true. If the Adon simply is mochel, the services of the Eved, that is considered to be insufficient. That is not an act of shifra. Why not? If a person owes me $100 and I'm mochel, so therefore that's it, right? The deal is off. There's no longer any shibur hischaivos. Why is it that that would not work when it comes to an Eved? So you know what the answer to the Gemara is? Zos someres Eved gufo kanui. Gufo kanui. You know what? When you're dealing with an Eved, that case in Eved Ivri, Zos someres Eved Ivri gufo kanui. We're not dealing with simply a hischaivos that I owe a certain amount of services. We're talking about a kinyan, but gufo shel Eved, gufo kanoi. And in a word, you know what the Gemara is telling you in Kedushin Daf Tezayin? That mechila does not work on a davar shebe'en. A davar shebe'en. I own this table. I'm mochel the table. What exactly does that mean? If a person owes me a certain service, that you can forgo. However, if I have a kinyan of bailus, a kinyan is not paka, just al yedei mechila. Oh, so Ramban writes the following. So you see that an Eved is very different from a poel. A poel, yes, that's true. A poel serves his employer. That's true. But an Eved, that's considered to be gufo konoi. And here the Ramban writes, what exactly do we mean by gufo konoi? So the Ramban creates such a magnificent structure that there are two different types of kinyanim. There's a kinyan shomamon, and there's a kinyan shel iser. Sometimes when we say kinyan, it means, you know, this is kishoro, kechamoro, this is my property. But then there's a concept of a kinyan shel iser. And what is the paramount example of a kinyan shel iser? The Ramban writes, ishus. What does it mean, ha'isha niknis, ha'isha niknis? It's a kinyan shel mamon. That's our Ramban, that ein ishuzu mamona shel baal. It means there is a kinyan shel iser. Hisha niknis, leser lechuliyama ke hektish. It's a kinyan shel iser. How is a kinyan shel mamon paka? Al yedei hefker. How is a kinyan shel iser paka? Al yedei shtar. Al yedei shtar. Oh, and then the Ramban goes the next step. How do you know that you're free in Eved al yedei shtar? How do you know that there's a shtar shifra when it comes to an Eved? After all, the Torah speaks about a shtar gerish, you know, because of a sefer krisus. Where does the Torah speak about a shtar shichrur? Oh, so you know what the Ramban writes? That's a gzera shava. La meisha. Because of la sefer krisus. O chuf shalo nitama. So it speaks about the freedom of the Eved and the get isha, a gzera shava la, and therefore shichrus ayyadei shtar. What exactly does that gzera shava mean? So the Ramban's mefurish. It does not mean that just like an Eved serves the master, the woman serves her husband, and therefore that's lala meisha. The Ramban writes it means the opposite. It means the opposite. That a get is a kinyan, a shtar kinyan of iser. So you know what it means? That the fact that you're an Eved means that it's not just that there are services rendered, that's true, but there's a kinyan shel iser. That's that chiddush of the Ramban. And that's why mechila doesn't work. And that's why you need ishtar shichur. And the Ramban writes this chiddush, that when it comes to an Eved, there are two kinyanim. There's a kinyan shamam and a kinyan shel iser. When I own an animal, that's a kinyan shamam. Ishus is a pure kinyan shel iser. A hybrid, a fusion, that's remarkable, no? That's avdus. And the Ramban writes that's true both when it comes to an Eved Ivri and when it comes to an Eved Knani. That when they become an Eved, their status has changed in terms of dinim daraisa of iser veheter. Not just simply in terms of kinyanamama. And when a person becomes an Eved Knani, it's a complete metamorphosis, no? Everything's changed. Oh, what about when it comes to an Eved Ivri? Has so much changed. He was chayvim mitzvahs before, he's chayvim mitzvahs now. What exactly has changed? Oh, so the Ramban writes, something really has changed. It would be an issa daraisa for a free Jew to involve himself with a shivcha kananis. But that's not true when it comes to an Eved Ivri. An Eved Ivri is mutar b'shivcha. The fact that there was an illicit relationship that is now mutter, you know what that tells you? That there's a kinyan shel isin. A kinyan shel isin. The fact that you're an eved is impactful, not only when it comes to working the field, but even when it comes to a concept of issues. Wow, that's the chiddush of the Ramban. I mentioned quickly yesterday, that's against the Tosus. Because the Tosus and Yavamos, the top Tosus and the Ayin and Beis, tries to understand the fact that there's Heter Shivcha in terms of the Kinyan Shamama. Ovid es Rabo ben Beyom u ben Balayla. That's part of the Avdus. That's part of the Avdus. The Ramban writes, no, that's part of a Kinyan Shalisser. And a Kinyan Shalisser is Paka al Yedei Shtar. So I go ahead and I own something, you can be Mafkir. Good. A woman, you can't be Mafkir your wife. No, that requires a get, a shtar, shtar kinyan shel iser. And fascinating, in Gittin daf lamed ches, there's machlokes in Rav and Shmuel, what happens if I'm mafkir my eved? Hamafkir avda. So the Gemara says, one thing is clear, and one thing is machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. One thing is clear, if I'm mafkir the eved, I can no longer work the eved. Mafkir avda yatz l'cheirus. But does he need a shtar shichur? Does he need a shtar shichur? So Rav says, of course he needs a shtar shichur, no? Mafkar avda, yatz l'cheirus. But of course he needs a shtar shichur. That's so reasonable, no? There are two kinyanim, so one kinyan is off, but there's a second kinyan that remains. And Shmuel comes up with this unbelievable chiddush that mafkar avda, yatz l'cheirus, min ha-tzorokin shichur. If you're mafkar devet, done. So one thing I'll tell you is clear. If I ask you, like, what's the starting point? And which sheet is the chiddush? Which sheet has to be justified? What's the muskal rishon? No? So I'll tell you, Rav is very mistaber, no? There are two kinyanim, so part is paka, but part remains. So mafkar rav yatz l'cheirus, but you need a shtar shichur. You need a shtar shichur. If you're going to have to give a shir to explain this gemara, you don't have to explain Rav. You have to explain the shita of Shmuel. So guess what? That's exactly what the Gemara does. The Gemara is bothered. How does the Sheet of Shmuel make sense? To say, Mafkar Avdi Yatz L'Cheirus, and you don't need a Shtar Shichur. You don't need a Shtar Shichur. The Gemara is bothered by Shmuel Sheet. Because the starting point is that, of course Rav is right. There's a Kinyan Shel Isser that exists that somehow has to be Pak Al Yedei Shtar. So guess what? Shmuel has to quote Gzeres HaKasav. So Shmuel's drash is v'chol eved ish miknas kesef. Meaning what? Chol eved ish. Only if you have an ish, you have an adon, are you considered to be an eved. There is a pasuk that tells you that if you're mafkar avdo, then yatz l'chiris, you don't need a shtar shichur. Shmuel needs a gzeres hakasev to tell you that. Without a gzeres hakasev, the starting point is what do you mean? How can Hefker affect the Kinyan Shel Isser? It's not that Hefker affects the Kinyan Shel Isser. It's just that when it comes to an Eved, you have to have two Kinyanim. And if there's no Kinyan Shel Mamon, guess what? The Kinyan Shel Isser is Paka. That's a Gzeres HaKasev according to Shmuel. V'chol Eved Ish Miknas Kesev. Then, Umalta Soaz Yochobo. Wow, that's an important Kiddush. So this is what the Ramban writes. It is the crux of the answer to Tosus is Kasha. And that is, when you're dealing with a Kinyan Shel Mamon, now you have to follow the Gidrei Mamon. And in order to be Motzi Mamon Miyad HaMuchsak, you require Araya Alimta. And here, the Torah, the Chachamim, insisted on Kiyum Hashtar. And that's not true when it comes to cases of Yisurim. When you look in the Tshuvas HaRivash, Shin Pehe. The Tshuva Sirvash is like, bother, that what do you mean? That just like that the Shtar Mamon is uprooting a Chazaka, a Cheskas Mamon, a Get is uprooting a Cheskas Isser. No? She's the Cheskas Eishas Ish, and that's Paka Al Yedei Get, and there's a Cheskas Mamon, which is also Paka Al Yedei Shtar. But you know what the answer that the Ramban is alluding to is, you can't equate chazakas, no? You can't equate chazakas. Now we always have to be careful in learning, no? Sometimes the Gemara can use the same phrase, but it has different meanings, no? Rabbi Chaim used to just say as a phrase, as a melitza, but you know, that you steal something, you make it into a kli. That doesn't mean that you can count it for Sheva Brachos, no? Even though the Gemara says, Panim Chadoshos Ba'olakan, no, and the kli is yours, but it's not going to help you, right, for Birchas Nisuin, no? What do you mean, Panim Chadoshos Ba'olakan? No, the answer is, you know, you have to be careful sometimes. Phrases don't always mean that they're literally synonymous. Now, chazaka, but there's so many different types of chazaka. There's a cheskas aguf, there's a chazaka dahashta, a chazaka de mekar, there's a cheskas mamon. The chiddush of the Ramban is that cheskas mamon is not just a chazaka de mekar. That, you know what, when in doubt, so fall back on the prior status. The prior status was he was the owner. The prior status is she's an eishes ish. No, that's not how it works when it comes to dine mamonos. In dine mamonos, it's a different world. There's a concept of a muhsak. And that's not relevant when it comes to isurim. So it's not surprising that there are going to be different hagdaros, different dinim. And that, as we discussed yesterday with the marmakomos, that's all part of the chiddush of hamotzi mechavero olav haraya. And even though when it comes to, for example, areas of isur, we follow rov, no? A person, rachman al islan, curses a father, hits a father. No, it's a how do you know this is the father? How do you know that this is the father? Is any going to come forward and say, I know that this is the father? How do you know this is the mother? You know what? We'll have witnesses that this was the mother, no? This woman gave birth to. How do you know that this is the father? You know what the answer is? We're going to be following Rav, Chazaka. No, what do you mean for years? They've been going to shul together. Rav, Bilo, Sachar, Habal. No, we're not going to assume that this woman was an Ashish's son. The father is somebody else, no? But Patosis is bothered. But Bakama Chav Zayin with Beis. Ain Hochin B'Mamanach HaRov. Ain Hochin B'Mamanach HaRov. Rov is not good enough. I can't just go to Bezin and say, chances are that Chafetz is mine. Bezin's going to turn to me and say, that's not good enough. That's Tosis is even bothered. Unusual. That if we have a Din Torah and Din Mamanos, and it's a split decision, that's Tosis. But Bakama Chav Zayin with Beis. Reb Chaim in that Tosis. No? Two Dayanim say Chayiv. One Dayan says, Potter, how can you be Motzi Mamon? Ein Holchin, Acharov. No, so I have a third. You have two thirds. So that's not good enough when it comes to Dina Mamonos. You can kill a guy based on Rov, but you shouldn't be able to be Motzi Mamon based on Rov because Ein Holchin, Acharov. So Tosus's Chiddush is, you know what? Don't compare a normal halach of Rov to Rov Dayanim. Rov Dayanim. That's Tosus's answer. Rov Dayanim. Tosa starts a chiddush. The miut ha-dayanim is kamandalesadami. It's not that this boxer is two-thirds of the champion because the referees decided that two yes, one no. No. That Tosa says the miut is kamandalesadami. It's fascinating. There's so many different gedarim of rov. Holchanach ha-rov, bitl barov, rubo kakulo. No, a theme for another shir. Three different hagdaros when it comes to Rov. So Tosos writes the Chiddush that the fact that you can have a split decision in Bezdin, we follow Rov, is not Holchin Acha HaRov. That would not be good enough. Because you don't follow Rov when it comes to Dinim Amanos. Here you have to come up with a Chiddush like Rubo Kekulo. Rubo Kekulo. That's beyond just simply a Holchin Acha HaRov. And therefore, it's not a matter of chomer or kula. Of course, eishes is more chomer than my din Torah regarding a $10 item. But different worlds, different hagdaros. And when you look in the Rambam, it's incredible. When the Rambam quotes our halacha of our Mishnah, Hilchos Gerush, in Perek Zayin, halacha Chaf Dalet, you know what the Rambam writes? That, after all, she'ein dinei ha'isurim k'dinei ha'mamanos. That's the quote of the Rambam, no? Realize that what's happening here in terms of the Kiyum Hashtar is not what we would say when it comes to typical cases of Mamon. And therefore, just in Chazal, some of the Makaros from yesterday, it's pretty critical that though that's the Gzeres HaKasu, that's the Chiddush of Hamotzi Mechalev Harayim. And if you were to have a case of Dina Mamonos when there is no Muhsak, you know what? I wouldn't say any of this is true. And that's part of the uniqueness of Hashavas Aveda. Because in a case of Hashavas Aveda, the one who possesses the machzik is not the muhsak. Because the machzik will be the first person to tell you, this object is not mine, I just found it. So if you don't have a din of muhsak. So you know what? We're not going to assume the typical halachos of hamotzer and chlarai. And therefore, simanim would be good. And sometimes a tanya zbari would be good. Oh, and that chiddush of the Ran Chulin, Lamadalit, in Eid Echad would be good. There's a shita kovetzes, maybe Rov is good when it comes to cases of Hashavas Aveda. You know, now we can speak about the halachas that we apply in the realm of Isur. Well, that's an important chiddush. Take a look now at the Rashba, the Tesim Aleph, because the Rashi, the Ramaschal, the Im, writes a further distinction. When it comes to cases of Dina Mamanos, Hamotzi Mechalav Haraya means I'm being Motzi Mamon. I'm taking the Mamon literally, no? I'm exacting, I'm extracting, no? I'm going ahead and taking the $100 from you and I'm giving it to him. The Rashba writes an important chiddush we'll have to discuss now as time goes on. Is that really true when it comes to issues? Would I call that a hotzah, or would I call that the language the Rashba uses is afkue, a hafka, not the hotzah? Meaning that sometimes all you're doing is relinquishing, as opposed to transferring. I'll give you an example that Tosus writes. This is on the level of Durabana, but just as an example. Tosus writes, the Beit Sedef Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. It's a mission with Reshes that on Shabbos and Yantif, you can't get married. You can't make a positive kinyan on Shabbos and Yantif. No? Ein Mekadshin, a mission in Reshes. So as much as you want to get married, I'm going to tell you, no, wait till after Shabbos. Wait till after Yantif. No, you can't get married on Shabbos and Yantif. Tosus raised the following issue. Is it so obvious? If there's a Mishnah in Beis and Daf Lamed Vav that says Ein Mekadshin, then I would say, well, obviously, then Ein Megarshin. Ein Megarshin. What's true of Mishnah is true of Gerishin. Is that so obvious? That's the Dion in Tosus, in Beis and Daf Yud Zayin. Because in Kedushin, that's a positive acquisition. Even if it's not called Dini Mamonos, like the Ramban, but you're creating a Kinyan Shel Yisr. In Gerishin, you're relinquishing. Are those two necessarily the same? To actively acquire as opposed simply to relinquish. It's Mefurish, a Mishnah, just mentioned. Beit Sandaf Lamed Vav. You can't acquire something. You know, if you look in Pesachim Daf Dalet, you know, that's where Tosus writes, Bitul Chametz, an Erev Pesach, is Midin Hefker, right? Midin Hefker. The Ramban writes, that can't be. What did we discuss this in earlier years? No? Bittul is Midin Hefker. You learn the halachas of Bittul, you learn the halachas of Hefker, they don't seem to correlate. Bittul is Tashvisu. Bittul is not Hefker. And one of the rayas Ron agrees is, what happens when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos? So when do you say the Kol Chamira? You say the Kol Chamira on Shabbos. But you're allowed to do that. You're allowed to go ahead and to be Makne, to be Kone, to be Makne on Shabbos. It's an Isser. So it's obvious that Bittul is not Midin Efker, because you're not allowed to be Mafker Nechassin on Shabbos or Nyantiv. Oh, so that's exactly what the Meiri writes, no? That who says there's an Isra of Mekach and Memkar in Hefker? Mekach and Memkar means when you're acquiring. Hefker is not an act of acquisition. Hefker means that you are relinquishing. You're giving up a right. But the Miri writes that that's not comparable to an acquisition. That's what the Rashba writes here in Daf Tesim and Aleph. Even if one assumes when it comes to Ashtar Hakna, that already is called Chotzos Mama Miyad HaMuchsav. Here the Ramban writes, it means that, you know, there was a right that the woman had. and the Baal acquired a certain right, and now the Baal is relinquishing that particular right. Oh, so that's an interesting chiddush, that is not the same. Hotzas mama miyana muhsak, as opposed to, right, that act of simply relinquishing that, which was on in such a case, maybe then the kasha of Tosus would not apply. So Tosus writes this incredible, incredible chiddush. In principle, they really are the same. And Tosus writes that, you know what, that we should be concerned with the possibility of a shtar which is mezuyev. And if the Baalden is not present, Bezdin has to raise this issue because Tanina, we're really concerned about that. And the reason we don't do it here is because Mishumiguna, Ikilo Be'Rabana. And then Tosu says, Madch, no? Then Tosu says, not necessarily. And here Tosu writes, right, an incredible, possibility. And that's the following. No. Who says that when a malva comes to Bezdin with a shtar, and the lova is not present, and Bezdin insists that you have to be mekayim the shtar, who says that's because of the concern that this is a shtar mezuyev? Who says that's true? Well, why else? Why else do you have to mekayim the shtar? Why else do you have to mekayim the shtar? So Tosus writes the following chiddush. No. That maybe it's not because the shtar from the very get-go was a shtar mezuyev. Maybe no, the shtar was a legitimate shtar. And the loan was a legitimate loan. But maybe the loan was already called. Maybe the loan was already paid. Maybe the loan was already satisfied. So when Bezdin insists that more due diligence has to be done, it's because of not the time of mezuyev, because the time of paruah. And even though it's true, Tanina, that you know what? That look, there's a yasam here. He doesn't know what's flying. No, so Bezdin has to try to aid. They have to represent him. They have to put forth claims. But what's carrying the day is not the concern of that which is mezuyev, but maybe the concern is that this loan was already satisfied. This loan was satisfied. So Tosus writes such a chiddush. Mizeh in the Hochiyav, Tosu says, because even if we don't apply Taninan to Mezuyev, but here Taninan lehu, that the Chov was Paruah. Why does Tosu say that that's true? Because look, if the Lova was here, the Lova would say, well, of course, but I already satisfied. I already paid for this. We would give legitimacy to that Taina of the Lova. The title of the loan. Is that really true? If the loan is here and he says the loan was called, but the Baba's holding onto a shtar, what do you mean? Shtar chabedim my boy, you know? Can't the Mava turn around and say, you're claiming it was paid, yet you paid me back the millions of dollars and you didn't bother taking back the paperwork, taking back the shtar? So is loan really neman to say paru in the face of a shtar? You know what the answer is? Yeah, not in the face of a shtar where the shtar is mekuyim. But we're talking about a case where the shtar is not mekuyim. And the lova can always say that this is a shtar mezuyev. So he's neman to say, parati, b'migo dibayomar, that the shtar was a mezuyev. No? That's why the lova is neman. If this would be a shtar mekuyim, a lova cannot say, yeah, but I paid it back. Shtarcha b'yadi maboy. Shtarcha b'yadi maboy. But if there is no kiyum ha-shtar, and I could register a claim that the shtar is the shtar mezuyev, so believe me when I say that the shtar is parua di'i bayamar, that this is a shtar indeed, which is mezuyev. All right. Oh, so Tosa says the same thing here. Maybe when the lobe is not present, and we're speaking to the Lekuchos, or we're speaking to the Yesomim, the reason we're going to raise this issue as whether the Chov really is true, is real, is current, is based on a Taina that the Shtar is a Shtar Parua, because v'migo di bayamar mezuyev, no? That's what Tosu says. That's a very great chiddush. Now, like, I understand that when the lov is here. The lov is here. No? The lov is not here. That's the issue. The lov is not here. Not here. We're talking about lekuchos. We're talking about yesomim. And Tosus is trying to indicate that we are not going to put forth a tain of mezuyev. Why wouldn't we say a tain of mezuyev? You know, Tosus writes, but Metzia, peheim adveis. Because when it comes to taninan, we're only going to put forth a very legitimate, realistic claim, not a milsa de lo shchiach. So a tain of mezuyev, you know, it can happen. And if the Baal shows up and says it's mezuyev, we can't ignore him. But we're not going to initiate that the whole shtar is a false shtar. You have a shtar that's signed, gittin daf gimel amud alef, nekridus and vezendam, we're going to say it's mezuyev. Mechateis, it's mezuyev. So that's a very great kiddush. The lova is believed to say parati, b'migo di bayamar mezuyev. And here we're not going to be willing to issue a taina of mezuyev, but we're going to take advantage of the migo in order to register the taina that it's parua, that it's parua. That sounds like such a chiddush, no? And that's mamish, the tack of the Ramban, no? That's what the Ramban writes. In Baba Basra, Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. The Ramban can't believe that that's true, no? How in the world would that work? How in the world would that work? No? The Ramban has his famous phrase that what do you mean? Every building, you don't build a building from top down, no? That's really hard to do, no? You have to build buildings from ground up. And the Ramban writes that me'achar shahayesod horus. If you just demolish the foundation, guess what? Heich yiskayim habinyan. How in the world is the building going to stand? It's going to stand just in midair without a foundation. If the reason that anyone is neman with the taina of parati is b'migo dibar or mezuyef, in a case where mezuyef is not an option, how in the world can you take advantage of the taina of parati? How in the world can that be? But that's the suggestion of our Tosos, no? Believe me, because we can say that Lom was satisfied. Even though that's only b'migo d'amar, that you know what? The star is a legitimate star. And if we can confirm the star is a legitimate star, you're not believing when it comes to a taina, that it's considered to be that which is baruah. Wow, that's an important issue. So Tosos says the following, you know what? We have a star halva that comes to us, and the lov is not here. We're dealing with the kuchos, we're dealing with yesomim. We're going to question whether the loan is real. Not because of the mezuyev question, or because of the possibility of parati. Let me ask you the following, before we answer the Ramban and get into all lumdus. Does it make a difference? I understand lumdus. It makes a huge difference, no? Whether we're questioning A, whether we're questioning B. But the bottom line is Bezin's going to say, you know what? You have to validate the shtar. Yes, Satosa says, I want you to know, we're not validating the star because we're concerned that the star is forged. We're validating the star in order to address the migo for the taina of parati. Okay. Nafkamina. So the Maram writes here, you saw, I'll tell you a great nafkamina, no? Let's assume, for example, that the Mava comes forward with this star, and guess what? The loan is not yet due. The loan is not yet due. The Malva is the real Yaki. No, he comes to Bezdin because you know what? That this loan is going to become due tomorrow. I'm going to wait till tomorrow. Right? The loan is going to become due tomorrow. So he comes to Bezdin in advance saying that, you know what? The Lov is out of here. The Lov died. I have a star. The star is due tomorrow. So what do we do about this? So what does Bezdin say to defend the Lokeach or defend the Yesomim? Tosus assumes Bezdin can't put forth a taina of mezuyev. The only thing they can say is maybe the loan was satisfied. Oh, so that's what the Ram writes. Wait a second. But Metzid Afem Abeis, Ein Adam Pareya Chova Betos Mano. That's a very weak claim to say that the loan was satisfied before the loan was called. Or let's phrase it this way. The loan was satisfied before the loan was called, and you let the Mava hold on to the shtar. You know you're doing something that's really beyond, no? You're paying back the loan even though it's not yet due, and you don't even ask for the paperwork back, knowing that the malva is going to be able to show up the day that it's due with all the documentation that the money indeed is owed. So we have a chazaka. No. Ein adam pareya chovo betol zmano. No? So Maram writes, ooh, the following chiddush. If Bezin could put forth the taina of mezuyah, that's still relevant. Who says the shtar is legitimate? But if they can't put forth a taina of that's a shtar mezuyah, the only thing they can say is it was parua, the chov was parua. That's shtrilachar zmano. No, not betol zmano. So in that case, Bezin would not be able to defend the lokeach or the yisomim under these conditions and say that no, the chov is parua, and therefore yes, we be motzi mamon based on that particular shtar. Or take a look at the Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua just kind of takes it for our case. So you know what? That we're talking about a get which is about to be delivered. No, hamevi get. No, the shliach lahalach is coming with this get. You know, as a result, that's a sum of the gerushin. Isn't there a chiyuv of tashlumei ksuva? Tashlumei ksuva. So the gerushin is about to occur, right here and now. So what are we going to say exactly? What's the taina going to be? No, that the ksuva was parua. The ksuva was parua. You can only say that if already all of these loans were called. But otherwise that would not be the case. Take a look at the Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua has nafkaminas, more than that. One is the Maram when it comes to Tov Zmano, the equivalent the Pnei Yeshua writes when it comes to, right, the get which is currently being given. You're not going to say that the ksuva was already satisfied. The Pnei Yeshua discusses a case. What happens if there's Kiyum Hashtar? Ooh, Al Yedei Eid Echad, Alamdus, the Pnei Yeshua writes. Kiyum Hashtar that Al Yedei Eid Echad. Al Yedei Eid Echad. You know what Bezin says? I want you to confirm the Shtar. So the guy tries. He really tries to validate the Shtar. He comes up with one aid, no? I have one aid that recognizes the chasimus of these aided. I only have one aid. Rosh Hashanah writes, alumdus, no? That if the concern is that the shtar is a shtar mezuyev, so one aid confirming that the shtar is legitimate is not going to be very helpful. Kiyum shtaros requires two aidin. Oh, but what about in our case? It's not that we're questioning the shtar is mezuyev. It's not that we're questioning the shtar is considered to be mezuyev. No. It's just that there's a migo. Maybe the shtar was parua debite. Oh, so now what do you have? You have a migo versus an edefa. Ooh. How do you know that a migo beats out an edefa? Yesterday's shir klali, no? You know, you have raya and you have haraya. Haraya is two aided. What would a raya be? Amigo, en erecha. What happens if there's all of a sudden, a tumult, a fight, right? The amigo's in this corner, and erecha is in that corner. Pnei Yeshua suggests that amigo would not be able to defeat an erecha. So imagine, in our case, you have a shtar hova, And wow. You have a shtar hava, and Bezin is going to insist on kiyum, and the best we do is one aid. So if the tain is a tain of mezuyah, the lov is here, and the lov says this shtar is illegitimate. Oh, okay, so I need two aid in order to mekayim the shtar to defeat. But here we don't have a lov. We just have taninan. And according to Tosus, we have a migo of taninan. No? So a migo in one corner, and if another corner, Pnei Yeshua thinks that maybe that would be sufficient. Well, maybe an erechad is enough to neutralize amigo. Take a look at that, Pnei Yeshua. Take a look at the Pnei Yeshua. Wow, that's an important chiddush. And I'll tell you a fourth nafka mina. No, take a look at the Nesivos. The Torah's getting here in our daf, and daf beis. The Torah's getting writes the following chiddush. A person is gravely ill. He's a shchiv merin. And he goes ahead and he says, you know, I owe a person a certain amount of money. He's very ill. And all of a sudden he says, you know what, that this money is indeed owed. Let's assume there's no shtar. This is just his statement. No? B'dileka shtar. Yeah, but he said he owes the money. Take a look at the Nesivos. That's not so obvious. Because there's a competing factor. What's the competing factor? Yaakovinu, no, with his sons, no? You know what? We have some food. We're kind of okay, no? But there's a famine, no? The whole world is suffering, no? So be careful. No, Lama Tisra. What does Rashi write in that pasuk of Lama Tisra? Lama tem mar matzmachem kilo tem seveim. No? Don't walk around making it seem like you're smug, you know? People are suffering, people are starving, you have some stash. Okay, but you know what? Don't, you know? So the Gemara has a principle that Adam osli laspias atzmo. No? Ain't Adam osli laspias atzmo. You know, when a person plays down his wealth, it doesn't always mean that he's impoverished. Sometimes he plays down his wealth because he plays down his wealth, you know? The kids are there, he's really deathly ill, and the kids are there, they're already, you know, I'm going to buy this and this and this and that, you know? So the father says, you know what, a lot of this is owed. This isn't fluid, this isn't liquid, no? There are a lot of debts. No? So that's mamash halacha. That's a halacha, no? Adam asay shlola espias atzma. Adam asay shlola espias atzma. It's normal for a person not to have the appearance that he's soveya. You know, he has so much. You know, people like to minimize their assets. So just because a representation of a shchivra would mean that, you know what, you know, there's the boat and there's the car and there's this, a lot of this is mortgage, a lot of this is owed. You know, it doesn't necessarily mean that indeed is true. But here the Nesivos points out on our daf, the Torah's getting. He writes the following, that certainly is not true if there's a shtar, no? A malva comes with a shtar. The Shchiv Merah says that the money is owed. You don't say that he's just saying it because there's a shtar. But makom shiyesh bo shtar, the hodah is considered to be An absolute hodah. So the Nesivos just writes the following to take a look. Important, no? So if we're dealing with a tainas mezuyav, that maybe the shtar is an invalid shtar, then we can argue that the hodah of the shchivmer is not a hodah. If you have a shtar kosher, so then that's true. But if the taina is one where it's a taina parua, the shtar we assume is a good shtar, it's just a question of whether the shtar was satisfied, and a shchiv merah says the money is indeed owed, then it is hodah, it's considered to be that which is hodah. That's the Nesivos' nafkamina, right? Whether the taina is one of shtar mezuyah or whether it's a taina of parua. No? Realize, though, when Tosa says, it's not Taina A, it's Taina B. But that's impactful. That's very, very impactful. And the Ramban disagrees. The Ramban says it cannot be. Because this chain is only as strong as the weakest link. And if the weakest link is that we have a Taina of Mezuyah and Bezin is not ready to put that Taina forward, that's it. You're done. You can't just say, believe me because of B, because I could have said A. If you couldn't have said A. So what is that machlokas? No? What exactly is that machlokas? Between our Tosas, Beisam and Aleph, right? And that Ramban and the Mohammeds and the Baba Basra, the Sugya Davayin, the Ramban is found in Daf Lamed Zayin and Dape Arif. Last year we discussed, no? an important yesod of how the concept of Migo works. See, there are two issues here. There are two moving parts. One moving part is the concept of Migo. What does it mean? Believe when I say A, because I could have said B. There's another moving part, and that is, how does Taninan work? How does Taninan work? Now, if a Baal Din was present, you know what? The Baal Din could have said A. But the Baal Din is not present, and no one is saying anything. Yeah, but we, the Bez Din, we have some achrayas, no? That we're just letting everything go. You know, these Puri Yisomim, no? So we have to, Taninan, Psach Picha Le'ilein, we have to speak up in the presence of someone who's incapable of speaking up. So we have to, like an apitropis, we have to defend, right, this Yasam. How does that work? How does that work, Taninan? How exactly is that true? When we say Taninan, I'll throw it out this way. Whose claim is this? Whose claim is this of Tanina? You know? You know, so like, you know. Moshe Rabbeinu was speaking. No. Shechina medaberes mitov grono, no? Kadosh Baruch was speaking. You know? It's true, Nebuch. No, the loaf is not here. But we're going to represent, we're the embodiment of the loaf. Whatever the Lova could say, we have a right to say. No? Our Taina has legitimacy, the credence, the strength of the Taina Sabal. Or maybe one could argue, no, this is not a Taina Sabal. Bal. Nebuch, the Lova was Nifter. These are Yisomim. This is a Taina's Bezdin. And you know what Bezdin will do? Bezdin is going to throw out, like, possibilities. Maybe this, maybe that. Bezdin really has nemanos. Bezdin is going to be the first person to tell you, we really don't know what happened. No? This is the first time we're seeing this case. But maybe this. Maybe the shtar is mezuyah. Maybe the loan was paid. As opposed to a lova who will say, this is absolutely a shtar mezuyah. Or the loan was absolutely satisfied. And how... When Bezdin puts forth a claim on behalf of Taninan, what is the tokef, the strength of that particular claim? How strong? How strong is it? And I'll couch it in these terms, no? When a lova comes forward and says, I paid this loan, that's a Tainas Bari, no? That's a Tainas Bari. A Tainas Bari doesn't always carry the day, but that's a Tainas Bari, no? When the loan is no longer here and they're Yisomim, and Bezdin says the loan was paid, that's a Tainas Bari? Or is that only a Tainas Shema? Maybe the loan was paid. We don't know. Maybe the loan was paid. Yeah, that's a fascinating issue, no? Does Taninan have the strength of the Tainas Alov? Or what do you mean? The Tainas Alov is a Tainas Bari. And here, Bezdin, Atanas Bari. Bezdin's not saying anything definitively. That they're just, you know, saying, we don't know, but perhaps. That should be a huge issue, no? In other words, that should mean that whenever there's an afkamina between Atanas Bari as opposed to Atanas Shema, guess what? If this claim is being rendered not by the Baal Din, but by Bezdin in his absence, it only has the status of a Taina Shema. Or would I argue, no, that's not true. The whole Chiddush of Taninan is that we view it as though the Lov is standing in front of us saying, I paid. Or this is Mezuyah. As the Taina's Vaday, not just simply as a Taina Shema. Does Taninan have the strength of the Taina of the Tovei or the Nitva? Or is it just, you know, throwing out theoretical possibilities in this particular sense? So in order to address, maybe they're related, but in order to address this issue about whether in this particular case we would be believed with the taina of parua b'migo dibar mezuyah, when you can't say mezuyah. But I'm going to respond and say, I can't say mezuyah. I know I can't say mezuyah. But I'm the spokesman for the lovet. And the lovet could say mezuyah. So in such an instance, guess what? Whatever taina the lovet would put forward, we are going to render on his behalf. On his behalf. Or do I say no? That's absolutely, absolutely not true. So two issues that we're going to have to assess. Is one, no doubt, is the koach of migo. And the other is the tokef of tanina. And are they indeed related? So I want you to see that piece from Rabbi Chanan, that those of you last year, that should be Chazara, no, Chelek Bei Simen Gimel. Rabbi Chanan writes, he thinks there's a very, very basic chakira. How exactly does migo work? How exactly does that work? Again, I come forward and I offer, let's call this a taina rea, a weak taina. But I could have put forth a taina limta. I could have put forth a much stronger taina. So believe me, when I put forth a taina rea, because I could have put forth a taina limta, you ask me to watch your pikadon. And you know what? That you say, where is it? And I say, I returned it to you. And you look absolutely shocked. But you know what? I could have said that there was an onus. There was an onus. I could have said I'm a shomer chinuch and it was stolen. And the Torah says you believe me. So believe me when I put forth a claim that does not resonate. It's a taina rea, because I could have. I could have. How exactly does that work? How exactly does that work? That sometimes will give that claim the tokef, the substance of a taina limta. Tosus is so bothered. You know what? The opening mission above Mitzia. You know, if it's Shnei Mochsin Metalis, and you say it's all yours, and I respond and say, no, it's all mine. So yachloku. And if you say it's all yours, and I say, no, you know what? We snatched it together, and therefore it's half yours, but it's half mine. So guess what? Yachloku means 3/4 is yours, 1/4 is mine. So Tosus is kasha, but Metzira Beizam Aleph. Isn't there amigo? That if I was lying, I could have said Kula Shali. So believe me when I say Chetze Shali, because I could have said Kula Shali. So why are you penalizing me? If I would have said Kula Shali, I would get half. And now that I say Chetze Shali, I'm getting 1/4. What do you mean? Isn't there amigo in that particular case? What is the koach? What is the koach? The koach of amigo. So Rabbi Chanan has two possibilities that really represent such different perspectives. One understanding of amigo, Rabbi Chanan writes, is nemanus, the koach of nemanus. It means that, you know what? If the Torah believes me to render this taina, the Torah believes me to weigh in. So therefore, the Torah believes me, I'm a shomer. The Torah believes me to say that there's an onis gamur. It's mafurish in Parsha Shmishvatim. The Torah says, I'm the guy, I'm believed. The same ne'manos that I have when I say hechazarti, I should have as though I said that nenas. What difference does that make? The Torah says that I'm believed. And if I would have been believed, had I said me, believe me when I say A. Is that really true? This is only midin, and din ne'manos. Ne'manos. Yeah, getting the face of the days. That a person sometimes is believed. So if you believe me to say A, believe me to say B. If there is a concept of Eidus, or Nedechanem Bisurin, so therefore, believe me when I say that it's kosher, believe me when I say that it's not. The Torah says the Shomer is empowered. And the Nemanus of the Shomer should not only limit itself to Gneva, Aveda, Ones, but it should apply to the Hisaivus of the Shmira. Or do I argue that's not true? Migo really is not at all Medin Nemanos. The Torah says that you're Neman. If you say an Ones occurred, that's true. You're Neman, but you didn't say that. And there is no parsha in the Torah that says you're Neman to say B. You're only Neman to say A. So what exactly is the whole concept of ego? You know what the answer is? Anansad. Sometimes a person can come to Beis Din and they could put forth such a compelling argument that guess what? Beis Din is convinced. That's the concept of Anansad. Anansahade can work even in cases where you require Eidim. We mentioned yesterday, now Yavamos, Dapei Zayin, Nimukei Yosef. If Beis Din is convinced that the husband has died, you know what? Even if there are two Eidim that say Meis Balech, Beis Din has a right too. Tosus writes, Kedushim, Mem Tesim Abeis, that even though, typically, Dvarim Shebelev Einon Dvarim, but if Beis Din can be convinced that, you know what, I didn't express this because it's so painful. Mufurisha Tosus, no? Kedushim, Mem Tesim Abeis. Imagine that you have a couple, and they have one child, and they were told their child was killed. So guess what? Years later, they start giving away certain assets. All of a sudden, they find out their child is alive. Yeah, but when they gave away those assets, they made a tanai kafel. I'm only giving the assets because we were told that our child is not alive, and if our child would have been alive, they never would have done so. How painful, Tosus is, no? How painful. They're not going to say anything at all. But guess what? When the child is alive, and they say, we only gave away these nechasim based on that assumption. Well, of course, you don't say, that's Dvarim Shebelev Einon. Why didn't you say so? Why didn't you say what? Tosfos says, that's not called Dvarim Shebelev. That's called Dvarim Shebelibo V'lev Kol Adam. That's an ansade. That's something which is obvious. That's self-evident. Maybe that's what Migo means. Migo means that my argument is so compelling that Beis Din can say we're convinced. And that type of yediyah is enough for Beis Din to render a particular psak. Is it working within the world of Nemanos of the Torah? Or is it just simply the legitimacy, the cogency of the claim itself? Rabbi Chanan thinks that this is a major chakira with many nafkaminas, and Rabbi Chanan writes, he thinks this is part of the yesod. The Machlokas Tosfos and the Rambam. Okay, so we'll have to take a look at the Machlokas I gave you, and then when you finish that, about whether Taninan is a Tanis Bari or a Tanish. Yeah.